A Palestinian suicide bomber struck outside a shopping mall in the Israeli coastal city of Netanya today. 5 Israelis were killed and around 50 were wounded. The radical group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility. Israel's defense minister promised a strong and quick response. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, the bombing is another setback for peace following Israel's pullout from the Gaza Strip this summer.
The street was filled with glass and debris just outside the main entrance to the shopping mall in central Netanya. Streaks of blood splashed high up on the cement wall. 38-year-old Naomi Meir, an emergency rescue volunteer, was in her office a block away when the blast shook her desk. Meir says she grabbed her medical gear bag and was one of the first on the scene. One injured woman was yelling, "My boyfriend, my boyfriend." Meir says the woman then cried out for a female friend who lay nearby, bleeding.
She kept on asking me, is she dead? And I didn't respond, but we took her into the ambulance.
Witnesses say shortly before the bombing, a civilian flagged down a Netanya police officer passing by to warn that someone suspicious was walking toward the mall's entrance. Policewoman Shosh Atiya told Israeli state TV that she shouted to security, a terrorist, take his hand out of the bag. She rushed toward the bomber, as did a mall security guard. She said the bomber looked me directly in the eyes and pressed his thumb on the detonator. Remarkably, the policewoman, who was pregnant, survived with only minor injuries. The mall security guard is believed to be among the dead. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the guards helped save lives.
Put it this way, if the individual would have arrived and made his way inside the mall itself, we would talk about a much higher number of individuals, Israelis, that would have been killed. There's no such thing as stopping 100% these suicide attacks.
The militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility, saying the attack was, quote, to avenge crimes of the occupation. This was the group's third suicide bomb attack in this coastal area of Israel, the second since Israel's withdrawal of settlers and soldiers from Gaza this summer. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who continues to struggle to exert his authority, condemned this latest attack and said he's issued orders to arrest those who planned it. A senior Israeli military official who spoke to NPR on condition of anonymity charged today that Abbas has done nothing to act against armed militants, even after, quote, we give them specific intelligence. The official said of Islamic Jihad, now we have to go back and put a lot of pressure on these terrorists. Tonight, Israel's defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, vowed a robust response. Israeli Army Radio reports that Israel Defense Force officials have decided on more targeted killings, or assassinations, aimed at the leaders of Islamic Jihad. The bombing could also complicate political maneuverings as both sides prepare for elections early next year. Yosef Da'abul, a businessman near the mall, says all he knows is that the attack has shaken him and his livelihood.
I don't know about the elections, but we're a bus company, and for tourism this is terrible. Everything, our work stops. We don't have any work now.
Less than 2 hours after the blast, with a kind of grim efficiency, city workers in Netanya began to scrub the streets clean. A few feet away, a woman sat on a motorcycle and wept quietly. She said she just found out her good friend was killed in the bombing. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.